Harvest is calling for laborers to in his field. Together the seeds there they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are in the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save him at God. God pay them the death that we owe.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them had died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. Greetings once again to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you with another weekly broadcast for the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. It indeed brings me great pleasure to be coming your way tonight for a little visit in your home or in your automobile as you drive along the highways of the nation. I hope that at the end of the next 15 minutes, you will feel that it was good for us to meet by means of radio. I also hope that those of you who hear this message tonight will take the time to write us a few lines and let us know of your interest in serving the Lord. We have indeed been made happy because of a number of new listeners which have written to us in recent days. It gives us renewed courage to continue with this work of faith to help spread the Word of God both by radio and by the weekly printed copies which we mail. Now, no doubt there are others who would like to receive these weekly messages. If so, all that is necessary for you to do is just to write us a letter and express your interest in having your name added to our mailing list. There is no charge or subscription price. It is free for the asking. I'm speaking now of the weekly printed messages. Just mail your letter to us this way, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Or you may address it to Willie Murphy, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, Guthrie is spelled G-U-T-H-R-I-E. That's Guthrie, Oklahoma. We would like to hear from you wherever you may be hearing this broadcast, and you may expect a personal reply from us within a few days. But now, let us turn to the scriptures for our text. In Mark chapter 1, and beginning at verse 40, we read, And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. I see that these verses are filled to capacity with the goodness of God. I hope that we shall be able to condense a little of their greatness into this next 15 minutes, and that you will at the end of this broadcast feel that your life will not be quite the same ever again as it was before. First, notice the small word if. Now, this is one of the smallest of all the words in the English language, but it is a powerful word and one used so often in our daily conversation. In fact, we could hardly carry on a normal conversation for very long if we did not use the word if. Then, let us see what the definition of the word is. From the dictionary, I quote, in case that, supposing that, end of quote. All right, then, this would be making a supposition or taking things for granted. Let us go another step further. Here is the definition from the dictionary for the word suppose. I quote, to assume as true for the sake of argument. End of quote. Now, don't forget the text, if thou wilt. But speaking of supposition for the sake of argument, let me remind you that Satan is an expert with this word if. Listen to him speak now as he appeared to Christ in the hour of his temptation when Jesus was hungry. If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, Satan knew that Christ was the Son of God, and Jesus knew that he came forth from the Father and that he was the Son of God. But here the enemy endeavored to inject into him a doubt. He was not satisfied to ask him once this question, but came to him the second time in the same manner, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. In other words, he was using the word if for a stumbling stone, hoping that by this Christ would be confused. Nevertheless, Jesus successfully overcame this temptation when he said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, since Satan failed to succeed in his first two temptations given to the master, he used a little different approach on the third time, and yet hoped to use the same but powerful word, if. So, he said in Matthew 14:9, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. This was after he had shown Christ all the kingdoms and glory of the world which was under his dominion. We would say that Satan had more or less conceded the fact that Jesus was the Son of God, but he said, if thou wilt fall down and worship me, I will give thee all this glory. Once again, Christ was not to be misled and stumble into such a cunning trap. So he said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now the thing which kept Christ in this time of temptation was his will to obey the Father. Satan knew that if this will were broken down, Christ would have failed in his mission to save those that believe from their sins. Therefore, as Christ was faithful because his will was steadfast, we also should not allow our goal in life to be thwarted because of a lack of grace to keep us from yielding to the doubt instilled by the deceptive word, if. Let us look at it from another angle. There are those today who are ever willing to shift the responsibility of their own unto others. They offer the excuse as to why they are not doing the thing which they know they should be doing. They say it this way, if my wife was saved, then I would live for God. Or they might say, if my husband was willing to accept the truth, then I would gladly go along with him. Or they might again use the little word by saying, if my children were only different, then it would be easier for me to do the right thing. But listen to this scripture in Isaiah 1:19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Friends, let me tell you something. Your salvation and your welfare is not primarily dependent upon what others do, but is hinged upon your own will. If you choose to allow others to stand in your way, you will miserably fail in life. And just as the leper said to the master, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean," even so, let us cast aside our doubts and fears of what may happen in the future, and disregard the opposition which others may give, and let us have the definite, positive answer, "I will." Even as Christ answered the leper, "I will, be thou clean." Therefore, I hope that each of you who hear this broadcast tonight will cast out the ifs which stand in your way and will arise and do for God that for which he has so long waited. Will you do it? Will you make that choice tonight? If thou wilt, thou canst be made whole. Listen now as Kathleen and Patsy bring to you this poem.
If Christ were here tonight, if Christ were here tonight and saw me tired and half afraid another step to take, I think he'd know the thing my heart desired and ease my heart of all its throbbing ache. If Christ were here, ah, faithless soul and weak, deaf is thine ear that canst not hear him speak. If Christ were here, I might not pray so long. My prayer would have such little way to go, 'twould break into a burst of happy song, so would my joy and gladness overflow. Is not the Master ever close to thee? Dim is thine eye, his face that cannot see. If Christ were here tonight, I'd touch the hem of his fair, seamless robe, and stand complete in wholeness and whiteness, I who stand such ways of pain to kneel at his dear feet. Thy Christ is here, and ever far away. His strength was thine through all the busy day. If Christ were here tonight, I'd tell him all the load I carry for the ones I love, the blinded ones who grope and faint and fall, following false guides, nor seeking Christ above. He entered with thee when thou camest in. He knew thy need to be kept pure from sin. If Christ were here in this dull room of mine that gathers up so many shadows dim, I am quite sure its narrow space would shine and kill into glory around him. Thy blessed Christ is in thy little room. Fear not, the dawn will scatter darkest gloom.
Let us pray. Our Father, take the words of the message tonight and carry them straight to the heart of that one who is lonely and discouraged, or the sick and the shut-ins as they listen to their radios. This we ask in the name of him who said to the leper, "I will, be thou clean." In Christ's name we ask, amen.
When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, by my feet hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying to one and all, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Lead me on.